The president's two stops in the Middle East on this trip are part of a bid to start a new, more positive dialogue with the Muslim world. As Mr. Obama stepped off Air Force One in the dry heat in Riyadh, a band played the Star Spangled Banner. He was greeted by Saudi King Abdullah. Private talks followed. Topics of discussion here are the White House push for new peace talks between Arabs and Israelis and U.S. concerns about Iran's potential to become a nuclear power. After spending the night at King Abdullah's farm, the president heads to Cairo Thursday morning, where he'll deliver the major speech of this tour. It's part of what the White House calls the process of resetting U.S. relations with the Muslim world. The president has said he'll address misapprehensions that the West and Muslims have about each other. Don Gagne, NPR News, Riyadh.